From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After marathon talks, Greek politicians finally agreed today on tough austerity measures. They include cutting wages and layoffs for thousands of public workers. The agreement qualifies Greece for another bailout from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. The austerity measures will likely pass Parliament, but Joanna Kakissis reports that it's no sure thing this deal can save Greece from bankruptcy.
Even before political leaders finally signed off on the austerity measures, the Greek finance minister left for Brussels to brief his European Union partners. The minister, Evangelos Venizelos, was visibly exhausted after a long night of drama. He told reporters that the coalition government finally realized it had to put politics aside and accept the tough conditions of the new bailout.
This will determine whether the country remains in the Eurozone or whether its place in Europe will be endangered. We must look Greeks in the eye, look at the national interest and the interests of our children.
But politicians know that even if the new austerity plan is in the national interest, it will be a hard sell. Unions are planning to protest tomorrow and Saturday ahead of Parliament's vote on the bailout, and elections are coming up this spring. The European Union knows that too. Analyst Wolfango Piccoli of the Eurasia Group in London says officials in Brussels believe no Greek politician really wants the responsibility for enforcing the painful wage cuts.
Without the sense of ownership, there is no way this program can succeed.
In Greece, politicians don't want to take the blame for austerity, which brought down the socialist government of former Premier George Papandreou. The deputy labor minister has already resigned today. Unemployment has reached 20%, and half of homeowners say they won't be able to pay their mortgages. As Piccoli notes, Greece is in the fourth year of a deep recession.
And certainly the problem here is that still there is no light at the end of the tunnel. Growth is nowhere to be seen, certainly not this year, and there is a huge question mark about next year as well. So the question is really how much more appetite for austerity the Greek public has at this stage.
Politicians like Andonis Samaras have spent the last 2 years opposing austerity, and he may be the next prime minister. And Piccoli says European officials know that Samaras may not even want to negotiate with him. That could mean a chaotic default, a still real prospect despite today's agreement. Economist Panos Tsakloglu has an idea of what such a default would look like.
The state will not be able to pay pensions or salaries of civil servants and so on.
Then, if Greece is forced to revert to its old currency, the drachma, there will be a run on banks to withdraw the remaining euros, he says.
The central bank knows that, and as a result, they will impose, let's say, severe limitations as to the amount that people will be able to withdraw from the banks.
It's a bleak scenario that also frightens European Union leaders. They're worried that a Greek default will spread to other indebted Eurozone countries like Portugal and Spain. Just hours after Greek politicians sealed the new deal, Germany's finance minister questioned whether they had done enough to justify a new bailout. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.